Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour here. Time for you. If you want to join us, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. The Bitcoin Cash world set for some potential rocky days ahead with a potential schism or chain fork on the nearby horizon coming up supposedly on Sunday. We'll tell you more about what that means coming up here in moments. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's nobody.
We're going... Oh, sorry.
It's Mark. I'm still here, yeah.
It's nice to have you.
Yeah, I've been here since the beginning.
Welcome back, actually. You went to Florida recently,
yeah.
So sometimes it's easy to lose track of you.
Uh-huh, you forgot about me. Founding.
What, 2 months gone and not forgotten yet?
So
news of my death is quite premature.
So,
a great man's death might outlive his life by 6 months, but he must build churches.
If you want to comment, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're trying to make this conversation as accessible as possible. I think we've done a good job so far. Nobody went off into the weeds a little bit there, but you called him on it, Mark. So it's always important. If any one of us is saying something you don't understand, or stop us and ask a question.
That's true, but just as, there are going to be some people interested in laying out, the basics for them, there are going to be other people who, on the other end of the spectrum, who are going to be like, yeah, I've heard that 10,000 times, but let's talk about the new thing.
And we're going to get to the new thing coming up here in just a moment. It's the new thing is the same as the old thing, as we'll explain. But if you do want a more detailed technical analysis of some of these ideas, Nobody Tells the Truth is a show that you can get on the DLive and Twitch channels that we have on Friday nights, 10:30 Eastern time. So mark your calendar for that. I presume you'll be on tomorrow night.
Yep.
All right.
Yep,
so,
I will.
So go to dlive.lrn.fm or twitch.lrn.fm. As we go to Mo in New Hampshire. Mo, you're on Free Talk Live. Mo?
Nobody. I've heard 1,000 times.
You lied about your name, so you're gone. We go on. So let's go on. That was somebody else who was lying. We go on with the story. So unlike Dash, Bitcoin Cash's existence has been somewhat dramatic. Dash has never had a chain split, but Bitcoin Cash had its first in November of 2018, just over a year after it came into existence, as we described earlier, when Bitcoin Cash split from the original Bitcoin. So just after a year, it then did this again, and that's because Bitcoin Cash has regular upgrades every 6 months that require a hard fork of the currency. Now, a hard fork means that all users must upgrade their software to continue to use the network, whereas a soft fork is a software upgrade that is optional and backwards compatible with previous versions. Hard forks are an ideal time for disagreeing parties to attempt a chain split and to create a new competitor. And so in November of 2018, a group led by an Australian man claimed without evidence to be Satoshi Nakamoto, decided that they were going to have themselves a schism, and Bitcoin Satoshi's Vision, a.k.a. Bitcoin SV, or BSV, was created from the Bitcoin Cash chain.
I thought that was made from the Bitcoin chain.
You're incorrect.
Okay.
This was the first time Bitcoin Cash had a schism of its own. However, it may not be the last.
Is it? Did all of the other, because there's like 10,000 BTC clones.
So yeah, you're
all broke off from BTC?
Correct. So what you're referring to, there weren't 10,000 of them, but there are at least several dozen of them. So after Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash had their schism in 2017, there were a bunch of Me Too schisms that happened.
They saw how much money was made, and they're just like, yeah, I'm doing that.
Right. So there was Bitcoin Diamond, and there was Bitcoin whatever, all these other Bitcoin, minor little things.
Private.
Really, in a lot of cases, weren't even worth the time that you would have to deal with them to cash in
but
on them.
There have almost certainly been 10,000 coins developed at least.
Oh, yeah. I addressed that earlier. I addressed that earlier.
Let's not confuse the scenario here, because we're talking about hard forking versus soft forking versus cloning. And, a whole bunch of things. You understand the difference, but a lot of people don't.
But I explained that earlier in the article where I pointed out that anyone can do what's called a fork of the code, where you just copy the code, tweak some things, and then, you know, launch your own cryptocurrency from the start. And there have been thousands of those things done. Many thousands are dead, completely dead, and several thousand are still moving forward. But we're talking about the types of chain forks, the one where it started from the original Bitcoin, and it's on the chain as the thing's going. It splits as it's going into two separate things. So that's specifically what we're talking about here. So
that's what we call a hard fork, right?
Well, no. A hard fork can just be a software upgrade.
Okay.
We're talking about a chain fork.
Chain fork.
Okay. Where the chain, the blockchain itself splits into two separate computing blockchains.
Okay.
So that's what happened with Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash splitting for the first time in 2017. Then nobody mentioned these other little Bitcoin BTC splits that happened. They're not even worth talking about. And then Bitcoin SV came off of the Bitcoin Cash chain. So that was the first time Bitcoin Cash's chain had split off. And now that brings us closer to where we are today.
Okay.
So in the story, I apologize for all of the backstory, but I feel it's necessary to tell it in detail to bring new users up to speed on why things are happening. This electronic cash is like nothing we've ever seen before, and there is a learning curve. As a founder of Bitcoin Embassy New Hampshire, I don't want people to be in the dark if they don't want to be, and a little bit of knowledge is useful for those willing to learn. Sure, you can ignore all this stuff, and probably everything will be fine, but there is a chance of some confusing things happening, and so we bring our story to the current day. 2 years after Bitcoin Cash schisming into Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin SV, Bitcoin Cash is once again facing another looming chain split on November 15th. Plus, it's looking like the possible drama factor could be higher than ever. What's happening this time? Bitcoin Cash's most visible programmer, Amaury Sachet, who we interviewed at Anarchapulco 1 year.
Yes,
that Sachet cachet.
And smart guy, no doubt.
Yeah.
Has called for an upgrade to send 8% of the mining rewards to the Bitcoin Cash programmers.
Right.
Now, mining rewards go to the miner who successfully mines a given block to the blockchain. The rewards are currently made up of the 6.25 Bitcoin Cash block reward that are mined into existence with each block, and the total amount of transaction fees collected for that block's transactions. Normally, miners keep 100% of the mining rewards, but Sachet's proposal changes that to 92%. So far, the miners who are currently mining are signaling their opposition to this planned upgrade, so there's a chance it won't get off.
Because people don't want to give 8% of their money to somebody else,
right?
No matter whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, they don't want to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're looking to invest money on technical merit, my guess is the way to do that is to go with the coins where the programmers are getting paid, because it's a lot easier to think the big thoughts when you know you've got enough peanut butter.
Well, that presumes that the miners are going to back that, and that's ultimately the question. So the
miners will, and well, that's the thing.
The question is how many, and that's the thing
exactly.
We don't know. So, because ultimately it's the miners who decide these things. There's plenty of fans
not really.
Out there.
It's the users who decide these things, because when the miners disagree, the users get to choose a fork.
This is true, but ultimately, if the users don't have miners, then they don't have anything to choose. So you got to have the miners, otherwise you won't have anything.
There have to be a certain number of miners, but the world's never wanting for a particular miner. Miners are
looking for profit.
Are interchangeable,
yeah.
So if they can make a penny more on a different coin, they'll go there.
Yeah, that's for most of the miners,
that's how it's supposed to be.
But right now, if you go and you look at statistics, look over at cash.coin.dance and click on mining, you can see that the vast supermajority, like 98% of the blocks that are being mined, are signaling support for staying the course, not going with the 8%. But that could change, as I address here in just a moment. So there's a chance.
As a programmer, I'm kind of liking the 8% thing.
Right. So there's a chance that
there are programmers that are going with it.
No doubt. And so there's a chance that this new thing won't get off the ground at all and nothing will change. So that is a possible future on Sunday the 15th, is that this thing will die in the crib, basically, and be snuffed out and won't happen.
But then the founder of Bitcoin Cash has attempted a hard fork and failed. And then what's that do for his currency within the sphere?
I don't know.
I don't either.
And what will he do? Will he walk from the project entirely at that point? I don't know. However, the supporters of the 8% programmer's fee could turn on a bunch of mining power on the day of the possible split that they don't have on yet. and then it could actually happen.
Been done.
Anybody got used mining rigs sitting around? I might fire up a couple.
The supporters of the 8% fee are, well, the thing is, you can buy hashing power online without even having to get the actual hardware.
I don't trust those bastards.
I've tried it. It works. The supporters of the 8% fee, well, we'll tell you a little bit more about them coming up here in a moment. So it sounds like nobody might be on their side on this, which is interesting. So I wanted to find out where you guys, or how you were thinking about it. More coming up.
Maxwell, she's just scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Sounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, ZT and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. We're talking about the world of cryptocurrency and the contentious chain fork, the type of thing that shows very similar to a schism in a religion where two groups of people who previously agreed on a thing become at loggerheads and they disagree on a thing and then they split up. And sometimes it can be acrimonious and quite nasty. Probably most of the time. That's the
there could be only one.
That's just because people can't... they just can't handle disagreeing with people.
Yeah, why not just go your own way and do your own thing? That's the other thing that I've never understood about these forks that have happened, is they're so nasty when you look at the supporters. They still keep attacking the other side, even after the fork's done. Like, focus on your own project.
This is the same with anything, though. I mean, take a look at marriages when they end. I mean, you know, we don't want to live with each other anymore, so now we have to be total a-holes with each other. I mean, what a ridiculous thing.
Look at the Democratic and Republican Party. You would rather, you know, cut each person in the country in half than just cut the country in half and deal with only being able to rule half of it.
So we're talking about what's going to possibly happen this weekend, where Bitcoin Cash may have its second internal split. First one happened in 2018, about a year after it came into existence, when Bitcoin SV went its own way from Bitcoin Cash. And many people argue that Bitcoin SV is truly Satoshi's vision and that it's more, you know, key on what the original Bitcoin was than any of its other wannabes. So, and they've got some interesting technology that they've been working on. If you can ignore the guy at the helm, who is a clear charlatan, in my opinion, of Bitcoin SV, the guys at AnyPay are big fans of the technical aspects of the project.
The thing is, technically, anybody can start that chain over from scratch, running the same software with zero line, because basically the money that's already held in a Bitcoin in Bitcoin represents the capital of the people who developed it and created it and first marketed, and they accumulated a lot of capital that way, but it's a liability to the chain. The chain has to pay back that debt in real goods at some point. If you start a block at the Genesis block, you start with the same assets that Bitcoin has. More better assets than Bitcoin has.
Well, I think we might be getting a little too far into the weeds, but what you're saying is... What you're saying, let me see if I understand what you're saying. You're saying starting it over, you have, there's benefits to starting over, like all the thousands of other cryptos. The difference is you're starting at zero and you don't have an installed user base. Mm-hmm. You don't have anybody competing for mining, whereas if you split from an existing Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, then it's this big deal. And then there's all these people that come on board. They've already got the stuff because when the split happens, if you had 1.5 Bitcoin at the time Bitcoin split into Bitcoin Cash, you then had 1.5 Bitcoin Cash as well. So when you split off an existing chain, you kind of get all these installed users.
That's true, but you know, you only get some of the mind share, and how much mind share mind share,
like brain share,
Yeah, okay.
And that much is true because it gets confusing, and that's kind of the point
and
that I wanted.
It's not always rational. Bitcoin Cash was clearly the more rational coin. Mm-hmm. Than BTC.
But it's only worth 1.5% of a BTC.
But BTC is, I think, it is in a speculative bubble.
So the supporters of this 8% fee, so again, Bitcoin Cash may split. One side wants 8% of the mining rewards to go to the programmers. The other side says, nope, let's keep going in the same direction, where all the programmers basically have to ask for donations. So that's like the current status quo. The supporters of the 8% fee are being referred to in various places as Bitcoin Cash ABC, or BCHA, and they have their own software. The opposition, who are running different software, are referred to frequently as Bitcoin Cash Node, or BCHN. Now, neither of these names are particularly catchy, but the important thing to note here is both of these camps are going to be fighting over the name Bitcoin Cash. Because crypto is decentralized, it will be up to the market to decide. In recent days, various exchanges and other cryptocurrency service providers, like wallets, have been announcing their plans on how they'll be handling the possible schism. As you might imagine, it's a patchwork. Many are preemptively choosing a winner and siding with BCHN, to say the course side. Others are saying they'll be watching the situation closely and awarding the Bitcoin Cash moniker and ticker symbol of BCH to whichever chain wins the mining hash war that could occur based on various factors. So somebody might, you know, some exchange may decide that the name Bitcoin Cash will go to the chain that is the longest chain, the most arguably successful chain. Some will be deciding based on price. They'll say, well, we'll call whatever is, you know, the highest price one Bitcoin Cash. But either way, they have their ideas for what they're going to do, but they're all kind of different. Others are saying, it wasn't really a big deal when Bitcoin SV split off from Bitcoin Cash, as Bitcoin SV never tried to call itself Bitcoin Cash.
Right.
So as confusing as chain splits are to a new user, at least there wasn't confusion in naming. Now with two competing groups vying for the Bitcoin Cash name, the potential for confusion is very high. So that's the big problem.
Basically, the people that are splitting off are going for. They want
to confuse people.
The crown of what is Bitcoin Cash, and this is what Bitcoin Cash did when in the split with Bitcoin originally.
They did want to be called Bitcoin.
They wanted to be the one with the crown, and this is the difficulty: is that it's like that argument when husband and wife are splitting up. I want the house. No, I want the house. And in this case, you can't pay the other side off very easily.
Mm-hmm. Actually, you can.
Okay.
And that is probably the way to solve this sort of thing. Is imagine that before the schism, okay, you and another person took one coin each and joined them together and said, these two coins will go with the blockchain that doesn't get the name. Okay.
So like creating a kitty for whoever the loser is?
Exactly. You're creating a kitty for the guy who says the amount of money in the kitty is worth more than the name.
Now, that would be a neat idea, but because these things are so contentious, you don't see that sort of thing.
Well, the thing is, other people, you don't even need to make any arrangements with them. If you hold the coin before the split, you'll get both. So you can always make an agreement with some other random person that, hey, I'll trade you my BCH and you give me your BTC. Obviously, it's not those.
Well, there already are what they call futures markets on some of these exchanges where you can put in your Bitcoin Cash right now before the schism happens and start trading based on what you think is going to occur. But ultimately, that doesn't do what you're talking about, where you're saying you want to offer the programmers this extra money to just walk away from the claim of being Bitcoin Cash. And I think that's an interesting proposal. But no one is making that proposal. It's all contentious. It's all, catfight and winner take all.
A lot of these things, Bitcoin forks look a lot like, computer geeks in a slap fight.
Yeah, basically.
See, that's why this computer geek trained in martial arts.
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. So that's my biggest concern here is for the confusion aspect of this. It's already been confusing with all these forks over time, and now to have one where they're actually fighting over the name is like the worst of the possible worst. So the next question is, what can you do about this? If you're somebody who has Bitcoin Cash or thinking about getting it, what do you do? What are your options? I'm going to outline four simple solutions coming up in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Don't game our system.
That's the warning from Georgia Voting System Implementation Manager Gabriel Sterling as all eyes turn to Georgia for two runoff Senate elections early next year. Sterling continues.
The Secretary of State's office will stand with the Attorney General's office and local DAs if you are gaming our system.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is calling on Joe Biden to receive the daily intelligence briefings.
So that's continued out throughout the campaign. That's now stopped for Joe Biden. I think we should continue that because we still don't know who the president's going to be at this point. And so we should be in the same posture that we were in throughout the whole campaign.
One of the president's campaign advisors, Corey Lewandowski, also tested positive for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News. The coronavirus has many Americans doing something that financial advisors say is a no-no.
The average American reportedly has been dipping into their retirement funds to stay afloat in these tough times. The typical investor pulled out $12,000, CNBC reported, citing company data. About 4.5% or 187,000 investors of Vanguard 401ks took a distribution. A coronavirus distribution is available to about 4.2 million 401k customers. The CARES Act allows 401ks and other retirement savers to withdraw up to $100,000 through December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The unpredictable tropical storm Eta is finally leaving Florida and appears headed out over the Atlantic Ocean. The storm made landfall for the fourth time when it arrived at Cedar Key, Florida this morning. Its winds were down to 50 miles an hour, but the storm did drop a lot of rain on the state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial in. Toll free number here. It is 855-453. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We mentioned the thousands of cryptocurrency options out there that aren't Bitcoin, and Divi is one of them. So why should you look at Divi? Well, because they've got some pretty neat features, like their easy-to-use masternode system. Now, what is a masternode? Without getting into detail, it is a node on the system that does more than your typical full node, which means that it provides certain services to the network and is rewarded for doing that. You do need to have some Divi in order to become a masternode, and if you want to acquire some, you can get that at exchanges, or you can go directly through the Divi team. Go and learn first about it over there at their website, diviproject.org, diviproject.org. It's a neat little project run by some pretty libertarian guys that we met over at the Anarchapulco event a few years ago. And they've been with us now for more than a year here on Free Talk Live, and so far it's been a pretty good deal for Free Talk Live. I think we took in some Divi at, what, like less than a cent per Divi or something like that when it first came in, Mark, if I recall correctly?
Yeah, it was 0.3 cents.
Yeah, and earlier this year it shot up like 10x.
To 7 cents a piece. Point. Yeah.
So you can learn more about it, divvyprojects.org. Obviously, past performance is not an indicator of future success, but we think it's a pretty neat
It's not bad.
So we're going to go into what can you do? We've outlined the challenge. We've outlined the difficulties, the confusion created in some cases by these Bitcoin schisms or what they call chain forks or chain splits. And there's a good chance that one's going to happen on Sunday. Now, it's possible it might not happen at all. But the way it looks, seems like the sides of this conflict are going to go their separate ways. So we'll see how that plays out. Obviously, we can't predict the future, but something is going to happen possibly on Sunday the 15th. And after the fact, if you have Bitcoin Cash, you may have the same amount of Bitcoin Cash in this new thing, whatever that'll be called. We still aren't even sure which of these two sides will get the name Bitcoin Cash. So there's a lot of question marks up in the air. So what can you do? Here's four options I came up with. And you guys are welcome to weigh in if I miss something here.
All right.
Number one, do nothing. If the chain splits,
who is doing it?
People who have Bitcoin Cash.
Okay.
Okay? So if the chain splits, some wallets will support both chains. And you could buy Bitcoin Cash prior to the 15th, then you would have to make this choice. So some wallets will support both chains. The chain split means whatever amount of Bitcoin Cash you have at the time of the split, you'll get the same exact amount of the newly split coin, whatever your wallet decides to call it. Unless your wallet won't be supporting one of them, in which case you technically still have the new coins, but you may have to move your balance to a wallet that is supporting the split in order to see them both.
Don't move your balance to a wallet. You copy it like you copy your Mozilla password database.
It depends, because not all wallets, and nobody have the same sort of backup systems. So one wallet's code words may not work with other wallets. So
you can still put in the same private keys, though.
If you have access to those things. Now you're getting into, again, the kind of the weeds of how things. It's a lot easier. If you've got Bitcoin Cash, it costs you less than a cent. It's a lot easier to just move the coins than to have to deal with private keys and such. But that could cause problems if you do. So again, we're talking about the do nothing option here, right? You could do nothing, but then later you might have to deal with that if you want to break out the coins to have access to them. So you could also sell off your Bitcoin Cash and avoid the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you could do that before Sunday, then you don't have to worry about it.
And that would be the presumption that somehow value wasn't created in the split, like that was going to be bad. Up to this point, heretofore, forks have been profitable for the holders.
Maybe immediately they might have been in some cases, but not always. Like right now, for instance, if you held on to Bitcoin Cash and you got it at the original fork, you're looking at a fraction of its original value.
Yeah, but you still have
short term. I think long term, BCH will be worth more than Bitcoin.
It's a proposition. I don't know. I've been, I am holding BCH, yeah. But what I'm saying is that even sure. The person who's all knowing and sells at exactly the right time, buys low and sells high, does well. But I bought BCH, or I should say, a person who had their Bitcoin split into BTC and BCH bought BCH at zero, and it doesn't matter what it's at right now, it's still a net positive.
Mm-hmm. But so in some cases, though, Mark, if you didn't buy at zero, I don't know how you would have bought at zero, but
when it was 20,000 Bitcoin to a pizza.
Yeah.
Wait
so
a
near,
second,
near
Ian.
Zero.
If I sold Bitcoin before the split of BCH, did I make money and went into USDs? Did I make money or not?
Oh, you're talking about if you sold it. Okay,
right. That's what I'm saying. You're saying the option is to sell. I'm saying selling doesn't sound like a good idea because heretofore, forks have always been a net positive.
I don't think that's true. No, because sometimes I think, like, for instance, if you look at Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin SV, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, so you may be right about this, but my recollection is that what happened when Bitcoin SV came out was it carved its value out of Bitcoin Cash. So Bitcoin Cash was worth X, and then the fork happened into Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin SV, and then Bitcoin Cash was worth less than X because Bitcoin SV took that value out of it. So I don't know if that's always true. And then both of them have gone down in value since then compared to Bitcoin.
And some went up.
They've gone down in value. They've
compared
gone down
to Bitcoin.
In price.
Okay, price.
The market can frequently stay irrational
for a long time.
Longer than you can stay solvent.
So look, this is just an option, and in fact, I say here that you also avoid. So, if you sell before the split, you avoid, or possible split, you avoid any drama, but you also avoid the possible benefit of having both of the new Bitcoin Cash competitors after the possible split. So that's an option, it's a risk you can take. You could also, number three, move all your Bitcoin Cash to the same wallet. So if you are expecting the chain to split, and it seems like it might, and have Bitcoin Cash in more than one wallet, you might want to move it all together to the same wallet before the 15th, preferably a wallet that's planning to support both coins. Because that way, when the split happens, if your wallet supports the split, bing, you got them both, and you're done.
Do you know some wallets that might do that?
No. At this point, Edge Wallet, I did reach out to today and ask them what they're planning on doing. They say that if the minority chain reaches 5%, and let me get the exact wording here. If the minority chain reaches 5% of the value of, was it value the word that they, okay, but yeah, 5% of the value of the majority, then they will support it. So they're kind of keeping their eyes open and they're not sure what they're going to do.
Okay.
So I would say Edge is probably one of the safer bets, but I don't know if any wallets have specifically come out saying they will definitely support both. And then so that makes it easier when you, if you're splitting off your coins, if you have them all in one place, in case, you know, if you've got five different Bitcoin Cash wallets with a little bit in each, just put it all together. It makes it easier. So number four, final option, is you can also move all your Bitcoin Cash to an exchange. Now note, it is risky to hold cryptocurrency on an exchange. That said, if you want to get both coins,
it's not risky in the sense that like there's a great deal of risk. It's risky in the sense
there is risk. You could get hacked.
There's a small amount of risk.
Well, also, your exchange might not support the fork, which if they're holding the keys, that's you've lost.
That's correct. Yeah, you do want to send to an exchange that is supporting the fork. So it's risky to hold on an exchange. That said, if you want to get both coins at the time of the possible schism and have the immediate ability to trade away the coins you don't want, so let's say you picked a favorite, right? So, like, nobody says he likes the 8% proposal.
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to sell the other one. I'm not saying you do, but
I think we should give it a name that's not Bitcoin Cash. We'll call it Pirate Coin.
Sure. I think they already have that, actually. It's ARRR. That's actually the cost or the trading symbol for it, so you might want to look into that.
We'll do a hostile takeover. That's what pirates do.
But it's already a Zcash privacy coin, so you probably will like it once you look at it.
Maybe we could bond to it.
I think that it's important to point out here that if you decide to send your cryptocurrency, your Bitcoin Cash, to an exchange on the day of.
No, you want to do it before.
You want to do it the day before, because if you decide to do it the day of, there's going to be transaction time to send it there. There's going to be time for the exchange.
And they're going to freeze the deposits at a certain point, too, so you won't even be able to past a certain point.
Right. The exchange is going to take a while to see it. And transactions, especially on the new coin, whatever that might be hours in between. That's what happened with Bitcoin Cash back in the day.
There's a slowdown, a mining slowdown.
A big mining slowdown. So it, you know. Whatever you're going to do, do it now.
Right, do it tonight or tomorrow. That said, so again, if you send it to an exchange, you want to make sure you send it to one that will support both coins, like the CoinEx exchange at CoinEx.com. They're not an advertiser, but I just happen to know that they support both of the coins because they're a Bitcoin Cash-based exchange. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support, wear
and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, but just one more point from the story that we've been discussing for the first couple hours of the show now. What could be happening this weekend? A Bitcoin Cash schism, an internal argument between two sides. One side says they want 8% of the mining rewards to go to the programmers. And supposedly this fund is controlled by one man. So it's different than, let's say, what Dash has been doing since the beginning. So Dash, a cryptocurrency that we promoted a long time ago here on Free Talk Live, I still like it. It's just had a tough last few years versus the price of Bitcoin. But Dash, when they created that, they created a governance structure within Dash that allowed the masternodes to vote on a 10% kitty. And that 10% sort of kitty, this pot, they can make proposals that cost a little bit of Dash, like 5 Dash to propose. And then the masternodes can vote on these proposals. Well, the programmers make proposals. And they say, hey, we should get all this Dash. You should vote for us to get this Dash. And there's other proposals to, like, advertise Dash in South America or on an airline. Or, you know, there's been, you know, there was like a Dash jet or race car.
They advertise here that same way at one point.
So there's all these proposals every month, and there's all this voting, and this sort of healthy argumentation about what the direction things should go. So the programmers get paid out of that 10%, but they don't get the whole 10%. They get paid what they ask for most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were doing a crappy job, presumably the masternodes could vote it down, and then they'd have to re-propose, or new programmers could propose something else. In the case of the Bitcoin Cash proposal, it's just a flat across-the-board 8% is going to this address. This Bitcoin Cash address that is purportedly controlled by Amaury Sachet, who is the top programmer behind Bitcoin Cash.
Oh, so it's not going to the programmers. It's going
supposedly
to a programmer.
And maybe it'll split into other programmers' wallets from there. I don't know. Well, I don't know what they've got or proposed to have as far as how that's going to work. Mm. But the people, you know, the supporters of that currency will either be able to support it or oppose it. There won't be any kind of voting or any kind of governance from anybody. It'll just be whatever Sachet and his boys, you know, say, essentially.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
Basically, what I would do with it is I would have the miners basically say, okay, miners, you have to devote 8% of the block to the programmers, but you each get to use your part of it to vote on bug bounties.
Hmm.
So decide what bug or what feature you want to invest that 8% in and pass it on to that as a bug bounty to the person who write or team that writes that feature.
That way you don't just have a bunch of programmers dicking around and not doing anything or whatever, right?
Like exactly, because 8%. Basically my intention was that I was going to drop all of my money into, or all of the church's money into BCH.
The 8% version, you mean?
Well, into first just regular BCA.
Right, before the split.
And then I would hold hold both sides mm-hmm. until it became clear which one I thought would go in the right technical direction,
right.
Which is the right technical direction is that everybody involved should get paid. Everybody is doing something necessary to the maintainment.
No doubt.
Maintenance of the ecosystem should get paid.
And I get where they're coming from. Right? Like,
yeah,
they
sure.
want to make sure that that's something they can count on instead of having to spend their time asking for money. Mm-hmm. But there's also a benefit to that in that if you're asking for money, you have to show results. And if you're just getting money, then you don't really have to show results.
But you are still asking for money because you have the coin, but you have to prove to the consumer that it has value.
True. They could walk away from it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
so
then stop mining it.
Asking them for money at the time you liquidate.
So whatever
just
you
like
decide,
stock.
So you can do different things. You could do nothing. You can sell off your Bitcoin Cash and avoid any controversy. You could move all your Bitcoin Cash to the same wallet if you're expecting the schism. It'll make it easier, especially if it's a wallet that supports it. Or you can move all your Bitcoin Cash to an exchange that's going to support the schism, and then you'll have both immediately. You could start trading right away if you want to take a risk and figure who the winner is going to be. But whatever you decide to do, you should probably do it before November 15th. As many wallets, exchanges, and other services will be freezing all Bitcoin Cash transactions as November 15th gets closer, in preparation for the possible schism. Also, if the chain split occurs and a new Bitcoin Cash competitor is born, the new coin will not have what is called replay protection, and the replay attack will be possible. Now, this makes it dangerous to send Bitcoin Cash transactions until wallet providers can update their software to ensure safety, or until the coins themselves add this replay protection.
Why won't it have relay protection?
Because they're not gonna. They didn't do it with the Bitcoin SV schism either until later. SV put in replay protection later on. And the same thing's going to happen here. So it would be wise to be patient.
Replay is basically, it's not really a replay. It's putting the same transaction out on both blocks.
Well, without getting into, I linked to a detailed article about what replay attacks are, where you can actually read and really kind of get an understanding of this. But essentially, it allows if there's no replay protection, you could send a transaction
to the wrong chain.
No, what it means is if I sent, let's say you were a scam artist, Mark, and I sent something to buy a thing from you. I sent some Bitcoin Cash, and now there's this new Bitcoin Cash ABC as well. So we have two of these things. I send what I think is Bitcoin Cash to you. Well, you're a bad guy, so you can then take the hash or whatever, and you can resend out the transaction on the other blockchain that I didn't intend to do, and you can essentially spend my other coins into your same wallet. Without my permission.
Yeah,
so
a key, basically a key is not a key. It's not an object. It's a secret.
Right.
And once you've exposed that secret, anybody can make use of that knowledge, and you have to expose the secret in order to move it to the next wallet.
Right. That's so if true. You don't move anything after the fork, then you're fine. They can't do the replay attack on you.
Just give it a week or so, right?
I would say give it some time and keep an eye on the forums and keep an eye, you know, call in or whatever, and look, you know, talk to the community and see what's going on with this. And a lot of times the wallet providers will send out an announcement saying, okay, you're okay to go forward with these transactions.
See, what I would do is probably, because you've got the same information too, when you spend on one chain, you should immediately move the coin on the other chain into another wallet.
Just to be safe.
So that you've moved it before anybody else has a chance to it.
Or you could move it first to the other wallet, then spend the other coin.
Either way. So basically, or move it to two separate wallets under your control.
So that's good advice. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. That's the story here. That's what's coming up this weekend. If you want to weigh in on this, and Mark, I haven't gotten your opinion on this. We'll get to that, too, as far as what you think might happen, your predictions. Let's go first, though, to Vernon. He's calling from Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
So I'd like to draw a parallel and get your all's opinion on if, one, if it might be correct, and two, if it would be good or bad. So the world of Bitcoin seems very, very complicated. It seems very split, you know, it keeps splitting. I think you talk about this annually or semi-annually. So my question is this like looking at a tractor with the case off? I'm sorry?
It's like looking at a computer or a tractor with the case off. You're looking at the guts of the machine, not a polished exterior.
So the parallel I'd like to draw, and again, I don't know if this is a good one or not, is this a preview of how a libertarian-based society would be in just a general sense?
I don't know. I mean, as far as the schisms and these sorts of things, I wouldn't be able to say one way or the other, but I will say that humans don't do great in large groups. We're a small group primate, and at some point or another, the group gets so large that they split up.
Always happens.
I mean, you know, history's replete with examples.
It's exactly how it should be. The problem with America is America's too damn big.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and it's time to split it up.
Yeah, exactly. It's time to split it up. It's time to go not 50 separate ways, but 1,000 separate
ways. It's not a libertarian thing as much as it is a human thing. Again, as I mentioned in the story, whether it's sports teams or whether it's religions having schisms or cryptocurrencies or politics, we see it in so many different aspects of our lives. So I don't think we can get away from this.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for your response. I have another question.
Yeah.
I have been trying to follow all night. I've been listening for almost an hour. So I don't know anything about Bitcoin, and what you're talking about makes me want to try it even less. So can you maybe, after the top of the hour or whatever, talk about, for someone beginning like me, what is the easiest way that I can do this to where it functions basically like a debit card or, my bank account? Like, I don't have to worry about my bank account splitting off. I can use my debit card pretty much anywhere. Is there any way, or is there any trick or anything that I might be missing from all of this?
Sure.
Yes. Stand by, Vernon. Good question. Coming up here, we'll try to answer that. Is there a way to use Bitcoin like a debit card? Well, there are Bitcoin-backed debit cards, specifically. We're coming up.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.